It's Thanksgiving week in New York, and the weather has turned cold. Still, it's warm and cozy inside the Sip Cafe on Manhattan's Upper West Side. Proprietor Matthew Heck says he has lots to be thankful for, despite the financial challenges he and other small business owners in the city are grappling with.
I'd say this year, I'm very grateful to have a job and a family behind me that still supports me what I'm doing. I didn't think the economy would hit us as hard as it has, as quickly as it has, but it's amazing and how much we've lost in business this year. But thankfully, it seems like we're staying above water, which I'm very grateful for. I'm very grateful for the support I get from my family. In the morning when I wake up and I'm all nervous, they can remind me to relax and do what I'm doing. Like any family, there are times when they make me want to pull my hair out, but they're fantastic human beings.
It seems that just being a human being makes Choden thankful. This young Tibetan American works in her mother's traditional art gallery and gift shop.
In my culture, they teach you to be grateful to being born, that you're born as a human. It's a precious human life. It's a daily thing. You wake up every morning and you say you're grateful.
I asked Choden what else she's grateful for.
What am I grateful for? Having good health, having good friends, family, knowing how to cook, eating good food, having a lovely dog, having a work environment where I get to meet many interesting and fun, loving people.
Customer Jane Troy says she has the political environment on her mind this Thanksgiving.
And I'm extraordinarily grateful to have Obama as my president. It makes this Thanksgiving unlike any in a very long time. It's a feeling of openness and happiness and almost like a generosity of spirit, from him and from the fact that we've turned a corner that's so necessary. And there's a chance that we'll come to peace. That's what I would really be grateful for.
Literally around the corner, an older woman shuffles along Broadway, toting her few possessions in a rickety wheeled cart.
My name's Janelle.
Janelle. What are you grateful for, Janelle?
Well, I'm homeless, and I'm blessed. I'm still living, so I'm really grateful for that. Every day that I open up my eyes, somebody's not, so I'm grateful. I appreciate life, and I try to live it to the fullest. I don't look at the things that I don't have. I look at the things that are yet to come. I love life. Life loves me. I'm still living.
Inside his framing shop down the street, Turkish-American Nabil Bukhari says he's grateful above all to Allah because he gave him life.
Being alive is just the beginning of being grateful for everything else.
Shoppers hot out of the oven right now at the bread counter. Another batch of Zabar's signature rye bread.
Sometimes very particular times and places can make one feel thankful. For Judy, that can be lunch hour at Zabar's, one of New York's most famous delicatessens.
It's the best, eating a lemon poppy muffin with coffee. Mm-hmm. What could be better in the sunshine and in the Upper West Side?
Do you live in New York?
Oh, I'm very grateful to be in New York. Absolutely. I look at all the offerings in the city, the architecture even, the buildings and the doorways and people, of course.
And Zabar's.
Of course, Zabar's.
It's hard to miss the smiles on the faces of JR and his friend Natural as they sweep the sidewalk in their bright blue uniforms. They're part of a work program for ex-offenders who have recently been released. JR speaks first.
Basically I'm grateful for just being free, man. Doing the things I need to do, man. Life is good, man.
What is it about being free that makes you feel grateful? Like, tell me about your freedom a little bit.
Did a couple of years incarcerated, man, upstate, man, made some bad choices, Then I got this good program that I'm working for, The brother trying to do what's right. So, I feel good about that, waking up every morning, going to work, being a productive member of society, I'm grateful for that.
Yeah, how about you, sir?
I'm happy to be out here. I have my ups and downs, but so far, I'm getting everything together as we speak right now. I'm grateful for that. And plus, Thanksgiving is coming. Everybody, happy Thanksgiving.
You're grateful for that good food, too, huh?
Yeah, also definitely good food. I'm getting ready to get.
Yeah!
The physicist Albert Einstein once said, there are only two ways to live your life. One is as though nothing were a miracle. The other is as though everything is a miracle. This Thanksgiving, Americans can be mindful once again of their choice. This is Adam Phillips in New York.